Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Lows in the upper 30s tonight, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the upper 60s, lows in the upper 40s tomorrow night. It's 59 degrees in Lawrence and it's 306. Our news. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, honeybees play a crucial role with the development of fruits, vegetables, and nuts in the U.S. They are absolutely essential for growing those crops.
We need them for apples. We need them for almonds. We need them for clover pollination, all kinds of things.
More than a million honeybee colonies have died across the nation in recent years. And amid that crisis, a vital federal bee research lab is slated to close. We'll talk about that. Plus, we are going to talk about the price of chocolate. Special commentary from David J. Brown. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
Mostly cloudy skies in the forecast for this evening. Partly cloudy as we head past midnight. Lows overnight in the upper 30s. Then tomorrow we begin a gradual warm-up. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the upper 60s. Lows in the upper 40s tomorrow night. Sunshine again on Friday with highs in the mid-70s.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, a Kansas-based retirement savings company seeking employees who want to make a difference in their careers and communities. Details on current openings at securitybenefit.com.
57 degrees in Manhattan, 58 in Emporia. It is 61 in Chanute. The time is 3:20, and you're listening to KPR. News.
The Alabama legislature has kicked off a special session on redistricting, this after the Supreme Court gutted the Voting Rights Act, removing race as a consideration for drawing district lines.
This is not just Alabama history. This is world history.
How lawmakers are debating redistricting on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. morning edition is what you will hear on KPR. Matthew Alchio will have your regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
News headlines are coming up in a little more than 30 seconds. It is 59 degrees in Lawrence and 60 in Topeka. The time is 3:30.
Ariana Baca-Yao in Nashville.
And you are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. An electric company serving southeast Kansas is asking state regulators for a rate increase that would increase an average residential bill by 40%. The Empire District Electric Company provides power to more than 8,000 Kansas customers, mostly in Cherokee County. The company has asked the Kansas Corporation Commission for permission to raise rates by $15.8 million. The company says the increase would help it recover costs for investments made to aging infrastructure, also to modernize its customer service technology, and to strengthen the system against extreme weather. A public hearing on the request will be held next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Columbus, Kansas High School. The Topeka City Council has raised the city's hotel tax. WIBW-TV reports the council voted unanimously last night to increase the so-called transient guest tax from 7% to 8.5%. City officials point out that the tax is not imposed on Topeka residents unless they stay in a hotel. The hotel tax is used to support projects including Evergy Plaza, Jayhawk Theater, and Constitution Hall. The group Veterans for Peace will hold its first Kansas chapter meeting this weekend in Topeka. The anti-war organization, founded by veterans, began in 1985, and the Kansas City, Missouri chapter started a few years later. The organizer of the Topeka chapter, Andy Morrison, had been traveling across the state line for meetings since October. He says U.S. involvement in the Iran war made him want to start a chapter in Kansas. He says Topeka community outreach is a focal point for Veterans for Peace.
We got the 250th year celebration of America coming up. Why couldn't we be seen for that? We've got Founders Fest in Gage Park. Why couldn't we be there?
Morrison wants the organization to continue to grow with more chapters in communities all across the state. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Mostly clear in the evening tomorrow night, lows in the upper 40s. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Mother's Day is fast approaching. You know, traditional gifts for mothers often include flowers or a handwritten card, sometimes chocolate. But fancy chocolates may not be in the cards for mom this year. Guest commentator David J. Brown explains.
Rising gas prices be damned. I can take a bus, walk, ride my bike, or just stay home. What about chocolate prices? They're going up faster than the cookies can rise in my oven. It wasn't that long ago, my local Dillon's sold a 12-ounce bag of Nestle's chocolate chips on sale, two bags for $4. The other day, one bag, was $5.49. What's happening here? My favorite Ghirardelli dark chocolate with raspberries was once in the $3 price range at Au Marché in downtown Lawrence. It's now at least $3 more. And let's not talk about the personal loan you need to take to purchase your mother that large box of Christopher Elbow chocolates for Mother's Day. And I'm not certain that's the box with the caramelized nuts. This is no trifle. In February, the latest scientific studies showed that eating dark chocolate can benefit your heart, your blood pressure, your brain function, your gut, and certainly sweeten your mood. I don't know what the problem is. Maybe it's in the Strait of Hormuz, or it's something to blame on Democrats or Republicans, President Trump, or maybe it's drones attacking the cacao trees here in Kansas. What? No cacao trees in Kansas? Who knew? Maybe that's the source of the problem. Is Congress addressing that in the latest farm bill debate? I fear those bills will simply fail. Enthusiasm for farm bill change is melting. They certainly aren't sprinkling Kansas with kindness. I really don't care what the problem is. I just want it fixed. I want my chocolate. Cheap. Okay, inexpensive. I have no chip on my shoulder. I promise to vote for the very first politician who can assure me that they will help lower the price of chocolate. Hey, if you put one chocolate bit in a cookie, is it still a chocolate chip cookie?
Guest commentator David J. Brown is a Lawrence attorney. He bakes chocolate chip cookies once a week, at least as long as he can afford to do that. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence as well, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com.
Thanks so much for spending part of your Wednesday with us here on KPR. In our next 30 minutes, we start things off with an update of news headlines. At 4:06, we will get the results of a brand new NPR PBS News Marist poll. They found that 8 in 10 Americans say gas prices have been straining their household budgets. Then, we're going to learn more about some advances in genetic screening. It turns out it is now possible to screen the genetics of human embryos, not just for diseases, but for many other traits, including height and IQ.
People want their baby to be like themselves, like a better version of themselves. That's what parents really want. They don't want some super baby. We call it genetic optimization.
More on this shocking technology and the moral and ethical concerns it raises. Coming up in your next half hour here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, we have classical music coming your way, starting after the 7 o'clock news and Stardate. It's classical music till 9, then we have jazz in the night. If you're joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock, we have the Moth Radio Hour. Mostly cloudy skies in the forecast this evening. It'll become partly cloudy as we head toward daybreak. Lows overnight down in the upper 30s. We begin a gradual warm-up tomorrow. Sunshine, highs in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear through the evening hours. Lows in the upper 40s. Then a little bit warmer on Friday. Highs in the mid-70s with sunny skies. Lows in the upper 40s for Friday night. That little bit extra warmth coming on Saturday, highs in the lower 80s. We do finally get a chance of rain once again on Saturday night, a 50% chance of showers and storms. It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock, and this is KPR.
From NPR News, this is All Things
Charitable Trusts, telling stories behind data and trends that shape our world today through its podcast, After the Fact. Learn more at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact. From United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
Whether we're reporting from the front lines of change or shedding light on what it all means, wherever Morning Edition goes, you go too. Bear witness with us every morning from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. You'll hear Morning Edition. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 59 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 60 in Topeka. The time is 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place where being outdoors is part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org.
It's 61 degrees in Topeka, 59 in Emporia. It is 4:06.
News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, we will have an update of news headlines at 4:30. Then at 4:36, the president's plan to punish Indiana state senators who did not support his recent redistricting push has actually turned out very well for him.
There were seven incumbent Republicans up for election in the primaries last night, and nearly all of those candidates who Trump opposed lost.
Trump and his allies spent millions to unseat those Indiana lawmakers. Information about that primary election, looking ahead to the general, what are their chances? We're going to talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, where the Pony Express began and Jesse James met his end. More information at stjomo.com. That's stjomo.com. Produced in cooperation with Visit Missouri.
Mostly cloudy skies for northeast and east central Kansas this evening, becoming partly cloudy. Lows tonight in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tomorrow evening, lows in the upper 40s, warming up considerably for Friday with highs up in the 70s.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
It's 59 degrees in Manhattan, 58 in Abilene, 62 in Chanute. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 20 minutes past 4.
The Alabama legislature has kicked off a special session on redistricting. This after the Supreme Court gutted the Voting Rights Act, removing race as a consideration for drawing district lines.
This is not just Alabama history. This is world history.
How lawmakers are debating redistricting tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is the show. Michelle Martin, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio will be the hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
It's 60 degrees in Lawrence, 59 in Emporia. We are 35 seconds away from our next update of news headlines. It's 4:30.
There weren't competitive primary contests for governor or U.S. Senate, but both are expected to be expensive and contested in November's general election. One reason, Trump's rising unpopularity. Another is Democratic enthusiasm, where every state that's held a primary so far this year has seen a surge of Democratic turnout compared to prior midterms. Stephen Fowler, NPR News.
Stocks rallied, finishing broadly higher on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The family of a slain Wyandotte County jail inmate viewed body camera footage of the moments leading up to his death for the first time today. 50-year-old Charles Adair was killed last July after a sheriff's deputy knelt on his back for more than a minute. His family has filed a federal wrongful death lawsuit against Wyandotte County Sheriff Daniel Soptic and six deputies. Erica Adair, the victim's sister, said the body cam footage was, quote, devastating, but was something her family needed to see.
We basically watched our loved one die. He knelt on his back until he was breathless.
Deputy Richard Fatherly has been charged with second-degree murder in Adair's death. He's facing a preliminary hearing on May 20th. The group Veterans for Peace will hold its first Kansas chapter meeting this weekend in Topeka. The anti-war organization founded by veterans began in 1985, and the Kansas City, Missouri chapter started a few years later. The organizer of the Topeka chapter, Andy Morrison, had been traveling across the state line for meetings since October. He says U.S. involvement in the Iran war made him want to start a chapter in Kansas. He says Topeka community outreach is a focal point for Veterans for Peace.
We got the 250th year celebration of America coming up. Why couldn't we be seen for that? We've got Founders Fest in Gage Park. Why couldn't we be there?
Morrison wants the organization to continue to grow with more chapters in communities across the state. Wichita State University is ending its men's and women's golf programs as a cost-cutting move. In an announcement yesterday, WSU officials cited rising operating costs and long-term sustainability as reasons for the decision. Another factor is a new revenue-sharing model in college athletics that prioritizes funding for football and basketball and makes it harder to sustain non-revenue sports. WSU Athletic Director Kevin Saul says college sports in general are getting more expensive.
The cost of doing business within athletics has increased significantly. Travel has increased significantly with fuel charges and tariffs and all of those components.
WSU golfers who choose to stay at the university will keep their scholarships. Staff will assist those who choose to transfer. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies this evening, partly cloudy overnight. Lows overnight in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tomorrow evening, lows in the upper 40s. Beginning to warm up in earnest on Friday with a high in the mid-70s, well into the 80s on Saturday. Saturday night, we'll have a 50% chance of showers and storms. It's 61 degrees in Topeka. It's 59 in Manhattan. It's 435.
This is all.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will have your regional news. It's a great way to start off your morning with all the news you need from overnight all gathered up in one place.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including an evening with David Sedaris, a cappella group Straight No Chaser, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines at 5:01. At 5:06, media mogul Ted Turner founded CNN in 1980, creating the 24-hour news cycle. Thanks, Ted.
The biggest legacy, I think, is bringing us those international breaking news moments that you would get nowhere else.
Turner has died at the age of 87. Longtime CNN anchor Christian Amanpour reflects on Turner's widespread influence on the American media landscape. It's coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.
It's 60 degrees in Lawrence, 58 in Abilene. It's 10 minutes before 5, and this is KPR.
It's the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org. From Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool, customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
Okay, I have absolutely no idea what that was supposed to be. It was supposed to be something encouraging you to listen to Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m., which I just did. We're live, obviously. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KAND and KAMV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 5 o'clock.
NPR News.
Fox Sports is offering $50,000 for someone to watch all 104 Men's World Cup soccer games in a glass cube in Times Square this summer. The chief World Cup watcher will be required to watch every minute of the matches on Fox One. The person will have to make social media posts and turn every game into a live watch party for tourists and others passing by. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Busker Festival, a three-day event featuring acrobats, contortionists, aerialists, and more throughout downtown Lawrence, May 22nd through May 24th. More information at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
60 degrees in Lawrence, 60 in Manhattan. It's 5:06, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Our news.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR News. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel celebrating Mother's Day with a three-course as well as a children's menu Sunday, May 10th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Reservations available by calling 785-838-5503.
Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:30. Then, Ohio's primary results are setting up what's expected to be very expensive contests for the state's governor and U.S. Senate and House races. They could, of course, help determine the balance of power in Congress. Then, at 6:15, Mother's Day is this Sunday. If you've been thinking about giving your mother some chocolates, you may want to reconsider. Prices have absolutely skyrocketed.
They're going up faster than the cookies can rise in my oven.
Sure, your mom is worth the high price of chocolate, but can you afford it? Coming up on KPR, our commentator David J. Brown shares his thoughts. It's coming up on KPR.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
The KPR smartphone app allows you to listen to KPR's live stream and shows on demand all right on your phone. You can also browse the program schedule and search for individual stories, too. Works on both Apple and Android platforms, available for you wherever you like getting apps. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence, 62 in Atchison. It's 5:20.
PR News.
That story and a whole lot more on Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Salina's Stiefel Theater with Old Crow Medicine Show, bringing their modern blend of folk, bluegrass, and Americana back to the Stiefel in Salina, Thursday, May 14th. Tickets are at stiefeltheater.org.
Up next, we have news headlines just about 40 seconds from now. It's 61 degrees in Topeka, 59 in Emporia. It's 5:30.
Yes.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Topeka City Council has raised the city's hotel tax. WIBW-TV reports the council voted unanimously last night to increase the so-called transient guest tax from 7% to 8.5%. City officials point out that the tax is not imposed on Topeka residents unless they stay in a hotel. The hotel tax is used to support projects including Evergy Plaza, Jayhawk Theater, and Constitution Hall. The family of a slain Wyandotte County jail inmate viewed body camera footage of the moments leading up to his death for the first time today. 50-year-old Charles Adair was killed last July after a sheriff's deputy knelt on his back for more than a minute. His family has filed a federal wrongful death lawsuit against Wyandotte County Sheriff Daniel Soptic and six deputies. Erica Adair, the victim's sister, said the body cam footage was, quote, devastating. but it was something her family needed to see.
We basically watched our loved one die. They knelt on his back until he was breathless.
Deputy Richard Fatherly has been charged with second-degree murder in Adair's death. He's facing a preliminary hearing on May 20th. Kansas health officials have ordered a shopping mall in Salina to be closed after a recent inspection. The Central Mall was damaged in a recent hailstorm and repairs are underway. KSN reports health officials inspecting the repair work ordered the mall closed until asbestos testing is performed. Several tenants say they will use temporary locations while the mall is closed. Wichita State University has ended its men's and women's golf programs as a cost-cutting move. In an announcement yesterday, WSU officials cited rising operating costs and long-term sustainability as reasons for the decision. Another factor is a new revenue-sharing model in college athletics that prioritizes funding for football and basketball and makes it harder to sustain non-revenue sports. WSU Athletic Director Kevin Saul says college sports in general are getting more expensive.
The cost of doing business within athletics has increased significantly. Travel has increased significantly with fuel charges and tariffs and all of those components.
WSU golfers who choose to stay at the university will keep their scholarships. Staff will assist those who choose to transfer. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies through the evening, becoming partly cloudy as we head toward daybreak. Lows tonight in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine and a bit warmer with highs in the upper 60s down to the upper 40s. Tomorrow night and well into the 70s for Sunday. You're listening to KPR. It's 5:35.
This is all you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Mother's Day is approaching pretty quickly. Traditional gifts for mothers can often include flowers or a handwritten card, sometimes chocolate. But fancy chocolates might not be in the cards for mom this year. Guest commentator David J. Brown explains.
Rising gas prices be damned. I can take a bus, walk, can assure me that they will help lower the price of chocolate. Hey, if you put one chocolate bit in a cookie, is it still a chocolate chip cookie?
I want candy. I want candy. I want candy. I want candy. Hey.
Guest commentator David J. Brown is a Lawrence attorney. He bakes chocolate chip cookies once a week, at least as long as he can afford to do them. You are listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a furniture store in downtown Lawrence featuring Copeland natural hardwood furniture for the entire home, hand-built in Vermont from American cherry, walnut, or oak. At EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to KPR this afternoon. Coming up, we will have an update of news headlines at 6:01. 6:06, we have the results from a brand new NPR PBS News Marist poll, finding that 8 in 10 Americans say gas prices have been straining their household budgets. Rob Stein has a report on genetic screening of embryos, not only for disease, but for some other characteristics, including BMI and intelligence. And we will continue with our overview of some of the Tiny Desk Contest finalists. We will meet a 15-member group based out of Utah. They're called The King Will Come. We'll meet them coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station June 21st at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss in Union Station at Topeka Performing Arts Center June 21st.
following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations. We have news headlines at 7:01, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Steve Seal as your host, followed by Jazz in the Night. So that's if you're listening on KPR One. If you're listening on KPR Two, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for the Moth Radio Hour. Pretty nice spring forecast here for the next few days. Mostly cloudy this evening, a little on the cool side. Lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear through the evening. Lows in the upper 40s. A real warm-up in earnest gets underway on Friday with highs well into the 70s on Friday. Lows in the upper 40s Friday night. Highs in the 80s on Saturday. On Saturday night, we will have a 50% chance of showers and storms, and sunshine again for Sunday with highs back into the 70s. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence, 59 in Emporia, 62 in Atchison, and 62 in Chanute. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio at 10 minutes before 6.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. That's tomorrow on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.